The Parsha tells us regarding Tzvardei, regarding the plague of the frogs. So it's one of the few times in Tanakh that we have the expression Vayitzak, that a person cries out. That we know the Gemara says there's 10 different languages of Tefillah. One of them is Tzaka, to cry out. And Moshe uses it throughout all of the plagues, only over here by Tzvardei, this crying out. So a lot of discussion regarding why Tzaka is found by Tzvardei. And Rashi and the Sisei Chachamim here in Paraches and Shmo say that Moshe's Vayitzak, when he davened to Hashem to stop the frogs, because when a person's davening, you have to hear yourself, as we'll discuss in a moment, and you have to daven out loud, potentially to hear yourself, and the sound of the frogs was so deafening that Moshe cannot hear himself davening, so he had to shout over the din of the frogs in order that his tefillah should have the status of a tefillah. So says the Sifsei Chachamim. You can see there in your Chumashim, in Paraches and Pasuk Zayin. Raisar Raya Leib Zins also writes in the name of the Mari Bruna, at the end of the Malay Omer and Parshas Vayera as well, that Tzakah is crying out because a person has to hear their tefillah, and the sound of the frogs was so great, he had to overcome the sound at that moment of davening. So let's discuss for a moment the idea of davening Shemini Esrei out loud, of hearing one's voice. We'll talk about davening in general, out loud, quietly, hearing yourself, other people hearing you, in the general form of the rest of the Siddur. And then we'll come back to the discussion of if a person is in a situation where it is very loud around them, and there's a crowd, or there's a large noise, do you have to raise your voice in order to reach a certain threshold for the sake of tefillah? The Gemara in Brachos Tesvav has a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda regarding someone who didn't say Shema aloud for doing the daf. So that means at that point you'd be 4 days behind if you didn't get up to it yet. But it happens to be tonight we're going to do a lot of things that were in the daf and be prepared for this upcoming daf as well. A lot of sigas over there. So regarding a person didn't say Shema aloud. So Rabbi Yehuda says you yotze b'diavad if you didn't say Shema aloud. And Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotze at all. There's a long back and forth in the Gemara, but that's how the Gemara comes to Maskana. And where they derive their opinions from, the Gemara then says that this is machlokas only for Shema. But for all other mitzvos, they agree that you're yotze b'diavad, certainly, if you don't recite them out loud. Shema, because the Torah says Shema Yisrael, you should hear it. Perhaps there's a special law regarding Shema. But certainly for other mitzvos, everyone agree that you'd be yotze, certainly b'diavad, if you did not say or recite that mitzvah, brach, whatever it may be, out loud. B'diavad, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you're not being motzi other people, for yourself.
Oh, okay.
So, within this discussion...
Yes, we should make
yeah, for sure. So, within this discussion, there's no discussion about Shemini Esrei. So, we have to turn to another Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph brings another proof for perhaps not davening out loud. V'chana hima daber saliba. We know that Chana is the paradigm of tefillah. We always turn to Chana to learn how to daven. And it says that Chana spoke to her heart. Mikan l'mispalel tzarech shi'chavan libo rak sifaseha naos. That a person should have kavana when davening, and only the lips should move. Mikan l'mispalel shi'achtoch bisfasav. You have to enunciate and pronounce the words. V'kolo lo yishma, but her voice was not heard. Mikan she'aser lahagbia kolo b'tefillah. So it is aser to raise your voice in tefillah. Just as a side point, we have to be aware as well, and it happens to be, this is the preceding Sif and Shulchan Aruch that we're not going to discuss tonight, that you have to enunciate the words even if you are not saying them out loud. There's no such thing as davening, reading with your eyes. You have to, the person should not read any differently faster, whether it's to themselves or out loud. It's the same enunciation and pronunciation of the words. It's just as not making a sound. That would seem to indicate that we don't daven out loud at all. There's a Gemara in Brachos Chaf Dalet on 24b, coming up in a few days, that says that if you raise your voice during tefillah, then it's a sign you are mekatne amuna, you have weak amuna. And the one who raises the voice during tefillah, says the Gemara, is like a Navi Sheker. A Navi Sheker. So Rashi explains that such a person seems to think that a Kaddish Baruch Hu can't hear you if you're quiet. You need to talk louder to get Hashem's attention. And if you believe in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you'd understand that Hashem can hear you no matter what. Whether you raise your voice, you don't raise your voice, Hashem can hear you at the end of the day. What's with the Navi Sheker? So Rashi explains the famous dialogue between Eliyahu HaNavi and Har Carmel and Nevei Baal. Eliyahu HaNavi tells them, maybe you should scream louder. Maybe your God doesn't hear you. Maybe he's asleep. A Navi Sheker, a person who doesn't understand how Kadosh Baruch Hu works, is going to say, the louder I daven, the more effective it will be in my tefillah. Hashem will hear me better. And therefore, that's the issue over here as well, of not raising your voice. Now, it is unclear what the Gemara means exactly. Does the Gemara mean that you should not hear your own voice at all? Or does it mean that you can hear your voice, but other people shouldn't hear your voice? What it means, magbia kolo, or a person should say that it's asur lagbia kolo, does that mean for other people to hear, or only for yourself? Those who say you shouldn't hear your own voice bring a proof from a Tosefta here in Brachos and Parag Gimel. The Tosefta says, Yachol, I would have thought Yehei Mashmiya Kolo B'Tfilaso, I would have thought you should raise your voice and you should hear your voice in Tfilah. Perish Bechana, it says Bechana, Bechani Medeberes Aliba. So it seemingly indicates in the Tosefta that Mashmiya Kolo, that you would perhaps think you should hear your own voice, and we see from Chana you shouldn't. That's how they want to understand the Tosefta, that even your own voice should not be heard to you, regardless of other people. You should not hear your own voice when davening. The other approach says that those who say you should hear your own voice, Sarar Gemara, here in Brachos, it seems to indicate that Magbia Kolo means Magbia, loud. A loud sound for other people to hear. But certainly you should hear your own voice as well. And this is the understanding, perhaps, of the Yerushalmi as well. The Tur brings both opinions in Siman Kuf Aleph. And the Tur says that you should hear your own voice, since this helps with Kavana. When you can hear yourself talking, you have better concentration, you're not going to slack off, you're not going to daydream, you're going to pay attention to what you're saying more.
Only
about Shmones right now. But others should not hear your voice. And that's the Tur Paskins. When you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you should whisper it audibly to hear the sound of your own voice, but not the people around you. And this is also the opinion of the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Parakei. Hashavai Sakol Ketzad, Lo Yagbia Kolo Tefillaso, should not be loud, Lo Yispal Balibo, but also should not be nothing, not saying anything. Ela mechatecha dvarim b'svasav, enunciate the words with your lips. Umashmiya la'azno b'lacha, says the Rambam. But you should hear a small whisper of your own Shmoneh Esrei when you are davening. V'lo yashmiya kolo elim kein, hayachola, you should only raise your voice really if it's a serious situation, beis tzara, someone who's sick and you need to evoke a certain emotion. V'lvad shelo yeh betzibor k'tei shelo titra v'dat z'mikolo, certainly though, it should not ruin the Shmoneh Esrei of the person next to you as well. And that's a balance you need to come to on your own to figure out what does it mean to whisper that you can hear, in the same step, not to bother the person next to you in shul. That is the Tur, that's the Rambam. Seemingly nothing to dispute over there. It's a paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and that's the end of the discussion. When you daven in Shmoneh Esrei, you should whisper enough to hear it, and the people around you shouldn't hear it. The Beis Yosef cites the Rashba, who sees a difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. We're now going to bring two different approaches to understand three sources. Let's just put out the three sources again. There's a Bavli that seems to say you should not hear your own, you should hear your own voice, but other people shouldn't hear it. There's a Yerushalmi that seems to say you should hear your own voice, and there's a Tosefta that seems to say you shouldn't hear even your own voice as well. So how do we balance the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, and Tosefta, and what they're saying? So that's going to be the discussion for right now. First, let's give the approach of the Beis Yosef, citing the Rashba. He breaks the three sources down as follows. The Bavli implies that no one else should hear, but you should hear yourself. That's the sheet of the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says that if you don't hear your voice, you're Yotze. And then the Yerushalmi says that even Rabbi Yossi, who felt that regarding Shema, you're not Yotze at all, would agree that over here by Shmoneh Esrei, that you're Yotze b'di'eved. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree over here. And Rabbi Yossi agrees to this based on what? Chana. Meaning, really Rabbi Yossi thinks that you should always hear your voice, but you should always hear your voice. But we have a pasuk from Chana teaching us that Shmoneh Esrei is the exception to the rule, that you're Yotze b'di'eved if you don't hear your voice. But the main opinion, says the Rashba and the Yerushalmi, is to agree with the Bavli. That really the Yerushalmi and the Bavli are in agreement in the main opinion. And there's the one opinion, Rabbi Yossi, who says that hearing your voice is really a b'di'eved. Not hearing your voice is a b'di'eved. And the third opinion is the Tosefta that says you shouldn't even hear yourself, and we don't paskin like the Tosefta. That's how he breaks down the three opinions. The Rashba concludes, l'maisa, that you should hear yourself, but no one else should hear you, as we said. And this is the simple sheet of the Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bach comes to the Beis Yosef, and asks why the Rashba in the Tur see a machlokas in the Gemara and the Tosefta. He says, I don't see a machlokas at all. And he explains as follows. The Bavli says, others shouldn't hear your voice. But there's no mention in the Bavli whether you should hear your own voice. All the Bavli is saying is, other people shouldn't hear you when you daven. That's all the Gemara and Brachos is saying. The Tosefta is saying, you shouldn't hear your own voice, regardless of other people. That's all the Tosefta is saying. Never raise your voice at all, even hearing your own voice. The Yerushalmi says as follows. According to Rabbi Yossi, I would think that you're not Yotzei, the Tefillah, if you can't hear yourself because of Shema. We know Rabbi Yossi says, by Shema, you have to hear yourself. But we see from Chana that you're Yotzei B'dieved if you don't hear yourself. That's the Yerushalmi. Interpreting Rabbi Yossi. The Bach then learns that L'chadchila, you should hear what you are saying. That the Yerushalmi understands that L'chadchila, it's always best to hear yourself. And only according to Rabbi Yossi does the Yerushalmi say that it's a bidyevet if you don't hear what you're saying. And Rabbi Yossi is a das yachid, but really, the Yerushalmi understands it's best to hear yourself. The Bach then asks, why the Tosefta also can't be according to Rabbi Yossi? When the Tosefta says, ah, it's you shouldn't really hear yourself, that's just really Tosefta channeling the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, I would have thought that according to Rabbi Yossi, you would not be Yossi the Tefillah if you can't hear yourself. And the Drusha from Chana tells me that even Rabbi Yossi would say that you're Yossi B'dieved. And therefore the Yushalmi and the Tosefta and the Bach, they're all saying the same thing. And therefore the Bach wants to make shalom to all the sources. And really, Rabbi Yossi is this outlier, but all the sources, the Tosefta, the Bavli, Yerushalmi, are saying that it's fine and wonderful. You should hear yourself. Yeah.
From Rabbi Yossi, opposite, they're going to learn. Dafka in Shema, you have to learn Shema. That means that in the Shema, so you don't have to.
You don't have to. So he will know. So he'll say, but for Chana, the Rabbi Yossi will say, even I have to read the Shema because of Chana.
You have to what?
Even I have to agree. Correct, but I can see from
that's what's been enough. I mean, for evidence. I mean,
no, correct. So he's saying I'll say that by Shema I have to really. I think that all mitzvahs should be out loud. That's Rabbi Yossi. But I have to agree by Shema Esrei is different because of Chana. That's what he's going to say.
I mean, already for it. That's what I'm
saying. Okay, fine. The Bach also concludes. The same way, at the end, they're all just coming from different directions, they're coming to the same conclusion. The Bach concludes that when it comes to tefillah, it's proper to hear yourself saying the words of Shema Esrei, as well, like the Beis Yosef, like the Rashba, like the Tur, like the Rambam. The Beis Yosef then adds a comment of the Zohar. The Zohar brings the Beis Yosef brings the Zohar in Parshas Vayakal and Daf Resh Beis, which says that a bar nush, a human being, that if your tefillah is heard by the ears of man, then Hashem is not listening in Shemayim. That's what the Zohar seems to say. If you other people can hear you, it means Hashem's not interested in what's in the Olam HaSal Yonim. And the Beis Yosef argues that the Zohar is in line with the Tosefta, that you shouldn't hear your own words as well. That the Zohar is machmer like the Tosefta. And therefore the Beis Yosef sees a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, Zohar versus Zohar Tosefta. That's how the Beis Yosef breaks it down at the end of the day. Bavli Yerushalmi, you should hear your voice. Tosefta Zohar, you shouldn't hear your voice. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam and Shas and says, L'chadchil, you should hear your own voice and other people shouldn't hear you. Not such a big kasha. We know Machlokas, Kabbalah, Halacha. The Beis Yosef is very clear. In all cases, we follow the Halacha and the Gemara versus the Zohar. So yeah, we have a Machlokas, Zohar, Bavli, but we still pass like the Bavli at the end of the day over here as well.
So how's it clear that Chana didn't hear herself? I thought that nobody else could hear Chana.
Yeah.
I don't know how you see, I'm not an expert, but we read the Haftorah every year.
Yeah.
I don't get the feeling one way or the other that indicates.
Medabaras aliba. Mean liba, it's internally, it's internal monologue.
And laibas doesn't mean the same thing as. Internally, just the whole thing is that nobody else can hear it.
I think it would have said it differently, you know, quietly, maybe it would have said maybe like that. I think liba means to herself, inwards, that she's talking inwards to herself. I don't know, I think that would be the simple reading of the pasuk. Okay. What? Spasa not. Her lips are moving, but she's midly ba.
So I think nobody hears it. That's yeah. Nobody else hears it. That's the thing.
I hear. I'm not sure. I guess we'd have to. There's a different discussion. They want to discuss how come the Darshanim want to discuss by Eli HaKohen. So they want to say to Eliyahu Kohen must not have been within 4 avos of her, because they want to help make a discussion about Dav next to somebody. That was Shekel Torah as well. Okay. The Magen Avraham, there in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Aleph, cites the Zohar. And the Magen Avraham says, what machlokas? So machlokas Zohar badly. When the Zohar says, a bar nash, a human being, shouldn't hear your tefillah, it means not you, it means other people. But even the Zohar agrees you can hear your own tefillah as well. So even the Zohar is in the camp of hearing your own Shemoneh Esrei as well. They bring another raya from the Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara seems to support the Zohar, you can hear your own tefillah. Amar Rabbi Yochan Mishum Rabbi Shun Bar Yochai. Bifnei ma tiknu tefillah balachash. Why do we establish Shemoneh Esrei should be quiet? Shalo levayish es over yaver. To not embarrass the people who sin. A person's going to be davening and they're going to be talking about slachlan over here and sins over here and their Shemoneh Esrei, right? And it's not proper to have it out loud. Who's talking over here? Rabbi Shun Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who we associate with the Zohar as well, whose opinion is in the Zohar, and his opinion is over here as well. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is saying that tefillah should be v'lachash, that other people shouldn't hear what's going on. But for yourself, certainly, it would be okay. That doesn't take away from the trying to cover up somebody's embarrassment as well. And the Zohar, he seems to say that you can't even daven to yourself. And the Birka Yosef says that perhaps there's a machlokas in Zohar, as Nigla versus Nister, but according to the Magen Avraham, there's no issue. Even the Zohar means that you should hear yourself, and the only issue is others hearing you. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that the Zohar means that it shouldn't be a kol, but it can be a whisper. And this is like on other things, brachos, brachos amazon, shema, which are supposed to be called, we know, the Shulchan Aruch writes, when you make a bracha rishon, it should be out loud. It should be ma'orer kavana, it should be out loud. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, at the end of the day, we can argue that all of Chazal, every single sefer of Chazal, whether it's Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Zohar, maybe Rabbi Yossi is the exception to the rule, but all of Chazal agree that when you damash from Esrei, that it is proper to be ma'oriah your kavana and to whisper ever so slightly. Again, this dance between hearing yourself and other people not hearing you, but the slightest whisper that you can say your Shemoneh Esrei. And that would be the best way to daven Shemoneh Esrei at the end of the day. To hear your voice, but nobody else should hear it. Okay.
The main reason is because not to bother others.
Correct. So other people, not as the Rambam says.
Not, in Rosh Hashanah.
In Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is different. Even by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch says in the next sif, that by where there, everybody has an acceptance, everybody is mochel, that we are ma'orer a little bit more, a little bit louder than usual because of the significance of the day.
I had another reason also, because Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are really need from the muscles because they don't know.
But I Khan example. Khan example was that she's, I thought the Khan example was she's going to God. I mean, we have to read Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we follow her example?
We're not all Chana. We need a little bit of the ideal.
The ideal means
correct. 100%.
It's Haftorah.
I agree. The Shulchan Aruch says, and all the Rishonim say, that the meaning is that we are Ma'orer a little bit more on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Okay, so this is not controversial at all. It seems to be clear cut. Shemoneh Esrei, nobody else should hear it. Ideally, you should try to hear yourself. End of discussion. Baruch Hashem, we have enough space in the shul that everyone can find a place. Okay, let's talk about other tefillahs as well. The Magen Avraham here in Kuf Aleph on the Shulchan Aruch sites the Shara Kavanos of Reb Chaim Vital, quoting his Rebbe the Arizal, who says the Arizal would not raise his voice even when singing Piyutim and the Zmiros of davening. All the parts of tefillah. The Arizal was a very quiet davener. That's what the Ruchaim Vital says. Only on Shabbos would he raise his voice ever so slightly. Why? It was a form of showing Eima and Yira before Hashem Yisparach. It was a sign of hachna, of lowering oneself, humility, that you can't even raise your voice. It's a sign of totally subjugating himself before a Kaddish Baruch. That was the opinion of the Arizal. The Prima Gadim explains that on Shabbos, the minhag is to say Psuka de Zimra out loud against the Arizal. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah. On Shabbos, the minhag always was, he says, certainly in Germany, wherever he was writing from, that it was appropriate to say Psuka de Zimra out loud, a little bit louder than usual. The Elia Rabbah, here in Simon Kuf Aleph, says that the Gemara Brachos, which says that tefillah should not be out loud, is only referring to Shemoneh Esrei. However, all other tefillos can be said out loud, even that your neighbor can hear you as well. And then he adds, Then in a church, they're silent in their prayers. And in a shul, we make noise in our tefillos. So we're not like the Gayim. He says, the Gayim, they have the expression, quiet. It's a church. And he says, by the Jews, the minhag was always to, he's writing in the 1500s, the 1600s, the minhag always was to be ma'orer, a little bit of sound in a shul, of davening. What? That's only about Shmoneh Esrei. That's only about Shmoneh Esrei. All those Gemaras that say you shouldn't be Ma'orer, you shouldn't be too loud, shouldn't be Magbia, are only about Shmoneh Esrei.
What do you say? There is no tefillah except for Shmoneh Esrei anyways.
No, correct. So I'm saying all tefillah in the Gemara
anything
means...
Anything we say in preparation for Shmoneh Esrei.
Correct. The assumption in the Gemara is that everything, anything that's tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, excluding, you know, when it makes a comment otherwise. Then he cites a Ramban. Not in this week's Parsha, but in next week's Parsha, the end of Parsha's Bo, there's a famous Ramban at the end of Parsha's Bo about the role of the mitzvah, so what the mitzvah is supposed to do for us, and yes, it's a very long, beautiful Ramban. And at the very end of the Ramban, he cites the pasuk in Yonah Paragimel, Vayikru El Elohim Bechazakah, that the people of Nineveh called out to Hashem Bechazakah with strength. And the Ramban says, we learn from here, Shetzvila Tzricha Kol, that Tzvila requires Kol. So the Eliyahu Rabbah wants to learn from the Ramban, and other Achronim learn as well, that we have a special pasuk to teach us why Shmoneh Esrei has to be quiet. But all other tefillos are appropriate to be said loud, or louder. The stira between the practice of davening out loud and Gemara Brachos, he says, is davening quietly is a din for Shmoneh Esrei, and davening out loud is for other parts of davening as well. He's not alone. The Machzor Vitri, the Simcha Vitri, the Talmud of Rashi, brings in his Siddur that Shmoneh Esrei is whispered, but all their tefillos do not have to be whispered. The Sefer Chasidim as well, in Simon Yud Ches, also notes the minhag was to recite Psukei Dezimra b'kol ram v'na'im zemer. And therefore, according to certainly all of Ashkenaz, I can't say by the Sfardim, but certainly by Ashkenaz, sorry, Sfardim say everything out loud, but certainly by Ashkenaz, the minhag has always been that the other parts of davening outside Shmoneh Esrei can, and not just can, but it is appropriate to say them at a certain decibel level. Obviously, we'll say it again, not to be mafriya, not to shout and scream and to take away from the rest of the tzibur, but it's certainly appropriate and it is proper to daven Psukei Dezimra with a sound, a voice to hear yourself, and that would be an appropriate form of tefillah. There's a beautiful tshuva from the Beis Sha'arim. The Beis Sha'arim is of Amram Bloom, who's a rav in Hungary in the 1800s, and he writes in Simon Mem as follows. He says that the idea of being matrid tzibura, the issue that it's going to ruin the tzibur if he's davening out loud, dahainu dafka betfilas yud ches, only Shmoneh Esrei, shekula mispalin balach, which everybody else is saying it quietly. Kidalfinim abrachos, as we learn from the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph, from Chana, and the Gemara in Sota Lamed Beis, vim echad yagbia kolo lomar bekol ram. If a person wants to raise their voice and to say it out loud, Shaykh Asi Lemitra Tzipura. If you do that in Shmoneh Esrei, that's going to be a bother to other people. Aval Bibsuki Dezimra, Sheminag Avosenu V'Rabosenu. The Minag, he's talking in Hungary, before we were talking in Ashkenaz, the Minag in Hungary has always been that Shahakol Omrim Bekoram. Lo Shaykh Asi Lemitra Tzipura. It's not going to be a tear to the Tzibur, it's not going to bother the Tzibur, because the Minag has always been to recite these other things out loud as well. And he continues and says that Gam Psukei Dezimra mitocha siddur. He says that you say Psukei Dezimra out of the siddur. V'leke chashash to us in the mitzvah tzibur. It's not going to bother anybody. Kama shekasav haMordechai in the Beis Yosef to mispalim brashen yom kippur sheva v'tes brachos v'kol ram to lo chashin lahatos lefish mispalim mitoch hamachzorim, which is what he didn't do before. Baruch Shukivansa. He says that by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the minhag is to say it out loud because you're not going to bother other people because everyone's saying it from the sitter. Nobody's saying it by heart. And therefore, since they're saying it from the machzor, that I can stay focused and I'm not going to be distracted by other people as well. So too by Psukei Dezimra. Nobody says Psukei Dezimra by heart. People say Psukei Dezimra mostly from the sitter. And therefore, you're not going to bother other people. And we see Kama v'kama v'kama minhagim from all across the of Europe to say the minhag has always been to say Psukei Dezimra out loud. The assumption should go the same for Birchas Kriyas Shema, the end of davening, again with a balance, not to ruin the davening for the tzibur, but also if it helps the person in their kavana, it is totally appropriate as well. The Mabit in the Beis Elokim in the Shar Tefillah in Parak Vav also has a discussion how to reconcile the Gemara to daven quietly. With many places of the Torah, we have davening out loud by Yitzhak, and he suggests the daily tefillos that are part of the Siddur should be recited quietly but audibly. But the tefillos of Eis Tzara, when you're davening for a particular issue, you should say them out loud. However, the Sharei Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch cites the Mabit and he rejects the Beis Elokim out of hand, and he cites the Machzik Brach of the Chida, who notes that Chana was also davening in Eis Tzara. Was there any greater Eis Tzara than Chana davening for a child? And she didn't daven out loud. And therefore he says, he thinks it's not a good idea to raise your voice during the tefillah. He's talking about Shemoneh Esrei, but you shouldn't raise your voice during the tefillah as well. I just want to bring one more raya. We mentioned this a few months ago, from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe has an important shuv in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis and Simcha of Gimel regarding davening a different nusach and a different shul. We discuss that at length. What's appropriate? What are you supposed to say like the tzibor? What are you supposed to say to yourself? And Rav Moshe's rule that he comes out is that everything you say with the tzibor, you have to follow them. Everything you say to yourself, so you keep your own nusach. So if you daven nusach Ashkenaz, usually you daven nusach Sfar Shul. So for Shemoneh Esrei, you certainly say a regular nusach Ashkenaz. And what about everything else? So Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe is very fearful that even when it comes to Pesukah D'Zimra, even when it comes to Birchas Kriya Shema, that a person is going to be saying them out loud, and he's going to say his Nusach for Ashkenaz out loud in the shul that says Nusach Sfard by Pesukah D'Zimra and Birchas Kriya Shema and the end of Davening and the like. And Rav Moshe clearly understands that it is appropriate for the rest of the parts of davening to say them out loud. He says it's the right thing to say them out loud. He says be'etzem kishatzem espal beis hakneses betzibor hine bedvarim shebekoram asu l'shanos matzibor ubalachash nami tov l'espal benusach hatzibor. He says all of those things that the normal, appropriate, correct thing to do is to say them out loud, you should say those things like Nusach of the Tzibor. And if you read Rav Moshe carefully, what he really wants you to do is to have only your Nusach for Shemoneh Esrei. But everything else should be like the Nusach of the Tzibor, even Pesukah D'Zimra, even Birchas Kriya Shema, and things of the like. My feeling is the minhag is not like that, because I think we just try to be... He's talking about the individual.
Not Shul Sivers.
Yeah, correct. So he says, it seems to be for Moshe that even those other things outside of Shemoneh Esrei should be like the Sivir Davening. Again, I think the minhag is not like that, because I think we quiet ourselves down when we're in a different shul, and we try not to... If they're saying Hodu first, and I'm not saying Hodu first, or vice versa. Then we try to, you know, keep it to myself, and not say anything out loud to draw attention that anybody else would notice the other day. But we even see for Rav Moshe, the role and the popular minhag, and the assumption that you're going to be reciting everything else besides Shemoneh Esrei in some form a little bit louder, that it could be heard by other people as well.
It could be a different answer. I mean, that modern day, I don't know, for Moshe's time, but modern day shuls, like, are all, like, using the example, throwing a whole boy.
Yeah.
But that basically, they aren't really, they aren't saying that you have to do it privately, as opposed to, if you went to, I guess, a Chabad shul, would expect you to do it. If you went to,
I'm not sure. I don't know.
You could see as the American shuls are.
It could be. There were more open and accepting. Could be. Yeah. I'm not sure.
The problem with the Kedusha, what to do with Kedusha.
Kedusha, you have to answer like they answer.
Because it's allowed.
Yeah. If they say Kesser, you have to say Kesser, or whatever it may be. Okay, let's go back to the original discussion of the frogs. We all came here today because of the frogs. The question is, you are davening in a place where it is loud. You are davening at in a wedding hall, and the music is, you know, at pounding at 120 decibels, and you're catching a marav outside, and, you know, it's so loud you can feel it thumping against your chest, and you're just trying to daven a marav. So, in that situation, so you have to raise your voice to be able to hear yourself, or do we say that it's loud enough where I could have heard myself theoretically if it wasn't so loud outside? The person's davening on a plane, of the thunder of the engines going. We already know that we've already established the issues of davening on a plane. We spent, you know, a lot of time on that. But assuming you're davening to yourself properly, and in this situation you want to daven your Shemoneh Esrei, do you have to raise your voice that you can hear yourself on the plane or the like as well? So, Rav Avadya Yosef is brought in the Shiurei Maran Rishon LeTzion. They recorded his famous Motzei Shabbos shiurs in a number of Svarim. So in Chelek Dalet, he says you have to hear yourself davening, and therefore this is why Moshe had to get away from the frogs, because he couldn't hear himself, and he had to shout because the frogs were so loud. Rabbi Eliezer Papo, the author of the Pele Yoetz, so he writes in his Chesed La'alaf and Simen Samach Beis, and the Kav HaChaim brings this, and the Chazon Ish brings the same thing as well in Orach Chaim and Simen Yedalet, that they have a discussion whether places where people must hear someone recite the mitzvah, you have to actually hear it, or whether it could be loud enough that you theoretically could have heard it as well. Rosh Hashanah Zalman is the same safek. I saw that Rav Rafal Ankava, the chief rabbi of Morocco, in his Karnei Reim, says that the Sisei Chacham is a proof that the voice has to actually be heard as well. The Hamak Shela, the Netziv, writes in Shiltzes Kuf Mem Gimel that whenever there's a noise and someone is reciting Kriya Shema, you have to raise your voice until it's heard. And he says this is a specific din in Shema, but not in Tefillah. But then again, there's what to discuss as well over there. Rav Yaakov Katz and his Yaakov Akemach HaChadash says if a person is saying Shema on a plane and he cannot hear himself because of the engine, then he should not recite Kriya Shema if it's possible for him to say it later when he'll be able to hear himself later on. But if he has no choice, then he recites Shema on the plane as well. And this is a discussion. So again, it would seem, based on the above, if a person is davening at a wedding, a stadium, and the Shiach Tzibor cannot be heard, certainly that would be problematic as well, to be able to hear not to hear the Shiach Tzibor. But certainly, I think, I don't know if we can pass on the Sisei Chacham here, but perhaps a person can be ma'orah his voice a little bit more, to hear himself. But if not, certainly you'd be Yotzei B'dievet at the end of the day.